main thing here is, put it very simply, if we put our parenting against our practice, I ask you a very simple question: which one will win? I think all parents know the answer to this, and it's a futile thing to try and do. So let's find a way that our parenting and our practice can work in harmony. There's two styles of meditation, as I see it. There's what we can call concentration meditation, and there's presence meditation. Concentration meditation involves taking a single point of concentration and giving our attention to that for some period of time. Obviously, there are times and places for that. It tends not to be a style of meditation that works for parents with their young children around. It tends to require a stillness, a quiet location, and so on. It may be an ideal thing to do when you're on retreat. With your children around, it can become very jarring because it can feel like we're being pulled away from the object of concentration. Our children are the distraction that we are trying to move away from, and that's just not a model that I would want to have in my meditation, to set my child up in that way. So instead, we can take an approach which I talk of as presence meditation. Rather than having one single point of concentration, we just sit with whatever is present in our experience. We can have a broad sense of our experience, of everything that's in our experience. So that includes our sense of ourselves, our body seated on the ground, our sense of ourselves in the room, the sounds we hear, our child, the feelings we have for our child. All of this, all of that sensation can be there as a broad sense, the broad container. And then we allow our attention to settle inside of that and see where it wants to go. And we don't resist its movement. We just observe, we pay attention, we be interested.